SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a wave of pro-Palestinian student protests reach Australian universities. Anti-domestic violence rally organisers call for the government to declare a nationwide emergency. And in football, Chelsea boss Emma Hayes says her side must perform perfectly to defeat Barcelona. With all the latest SBS News, I'm Hannah Kwon. Pro-Palestinian protests have spread to university campuses in Australia as the movement grows internationally. Convener of Students for Palestine from the University of Technology Sydney told Al Jazeera students are inspired by recent campus protests in the United States.
Set up the encampment to protest for a university that is about education and not about, you know, producing weapons of war. And we've set it up in the spirit of all the protests that have been sweeping across the US in recent weeks.
Meanwhile, students at the University of California in the US spent a second day camping on a campus square as a nationwide campus protest against Israel's war in Gaza continues to grow. Students have issued calls for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza, an end to US military assistance for Israel, university divestment from arms suppliers profiting from the war, and an amnesty for students and faculty who have been disciplined or fired for protesting. UCLA protest organiser Marie Salem says they aren't relenting until they accomplish their goals.
We are doing this until we get our demands. We are doing this until the university, UCLA, divests, disclose, ends their silence, academic divestment, and does not continue to, or doesn't use police force for our peaceful protests. Those are our five demands. We will accomplish divestment. We are going to stay here until that.
It comes as police and pro-Palestinian protesters faced off in front of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University as students occupied the building and protested against the war in Gaza. Meanwhile, an Egyptian delegation has met Israeli counterparts to resume talks to end the war in Gaza and return the remaining Israeli hostages. The anonymous official said Israel had no new proposals to make during the meeting, but was willing to consider a limited truce in which 33 hostages would be released by Hamas. It comes as Israel has warned of an assault on southern Gaza's Rafah area, where more than 1 million civilians are currently seeking refuge. Israel has stepped up airstrikes on Rafah this week after saying it would evacuate civilians ahead of an all-out assault, despite allies warning this could cause mass casualties. Brittany Kozik from domestic violence awareness organisation What Were You Wearing Australia says nationwide rallies taking place today were prompted by the recent surge in murders of females. The number has now reached 32 overnight in this year alone. Ms. Kozik told the Nine Network she's calling on the Albanese government to declare a nationwide emergency.
So when they admit that it's a national emergency, it actually admits to Australians that this is something that is really impacting society and has devastating impact, which of course the victims, but also their families and society as a whole, because I think women are feeling really scared at the moment, and also just, I feel the nation as a whole is feeling really down.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will be showing his support at the Canberra rally, and Ms. Kozik says she hopes demonstrators and organisers can speak to the Prime Minister to call for further action. Liberal MP Dan Tehan says the cost of living pressures are behind the latest drop in support for Labor. The latest Resolve political monitor saw Labor's primary vote go down by 2 percentage points to 30%, against a 1 percentage point rise for the coalition to 36%. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was still leading opposition leader Peter Dutton on the preferred Prime Minister stakes at 41% to 32%. Liberal MP Dan Tehan says excessive net overseas migration under Labor was to blame for the cost of living pressures on Australians.
So the test for the Albanese Labor government in this year's budget is, will they meet that norm of 375,000 Or is that number going to get high, go higher and higher? And is the pressure that the Australian people are seeing on cost of living, on housing, on rents, on congestion and their ability to see the doctor going to get worse?
Taking a look at sport now and in football. As Chelsea prepare for their Women's League Champion League semi-final, Chelsea boss Emma Hayes says her side need to be perfect if they are to defeat Barcelona. Chelsea handed the reigning European champions their first home defeat in all competitions in 5 years with a 1-0 first leg away win in Barcelona. Emma Hayes looks to end her final season in West London by becoming only the second English team to win the Women's Champions League.
Barcelona can hurt you in so many different ways that for us as a team, we have to be so, so mindful that you can't switch off for one single session. This is a game that's played in the head, first and foremost. And, you know, we know that we have to be perfect to be able to progress.
Chelsea currently sits second in the Women's Super League, 3 points off leaders Man City with a game in hand, while Barcelona hold a 12-point lead over Real Madrid as they close in on a fifth straight Liga F title. And that's all the latest SBS news. I'm Hannah Kwon.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.